Our study tonight, what were we studying? Yeah, hope with help. We're glorying in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience experience. Experience gives us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And tonight, as we continue, we're going to Romans chapter 12, verse number 12. And we'll build off this verse. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Now, rejoicing in hope, that rejoicing comes from the Greek word kairo. We talked about that Sunday, and it means calmly happy. Calmly happy with hope. Hope of what? Hope of all the promises of God. Hope of our salvation. You know, our hope is our faith. Faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So tonight as we begin, we're rejoicing, we're calmly happy in hope. So God gives us a pattern of for the blessing. Okay, first we'll look at the pattern. Okay, number one, the blessing. If you open your Bibles with me to Psalms 126. Psalms 126. No, seriously, actually I had turned that fan off because I thought it was bringing down the hot air and it got hot in here anyway. So, yeah, so that, but it's back on. Is everybody comfortable? We have blankets and warmies and snugglies and all that. Huh? Yeah, we're good. Everybody's good. We're trying to keep everybody awake. It's too warm. Everybody be snoozing. Huh? I'm not going to say anything about that slip and slide. Psalms 126. Okay, verse number 2. The psalmist says, "Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad." You know, and he said, we're rejoicing in hope, amen? And we're calmly glad or calmly happy in the midst of our storms. And that's what makes the world look differently at us, okay? I'm calmly happy and I'm rejoicing tonight. Because I'm the bride of Christ. Amen? And so in Isaiah 61, verse number 10, the Word of God says this, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. I will calmly be happy, greatly, in the Lord. And my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations." Amen? So one thing, we have the pattern that we're blessed, that we're the bride, but we're also the beloved of the Lord. Amen? I want you to know, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God loves you. Amen? He loves each and every one of us. The Bible says he's no respecter of persons. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Word of God says this, "Whom ye have not seen, ye love, and whom though you now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Amen? So first, we're recognizing that we're rejoicing in hope. We're calmly happy in hope. And he says, secondly, in our text, patient in tribulation. Amen? That word patient comes from the Greek word hypomeno, and it means to bear or to persevere. And so we're to be patient, we're to persevere, we're to bear whatever comes our way. You know, matter of fact, as the body of Christ, in Galatians 6, he tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill ye the law of Christ. Amen? So he's calling for us to be calmly happy in our hope, patient in the trial or the tribulation. Now, truthfully, let's look at this a moment. Can we do this on our own strength? Can we be calmly happy in the midst of storms and patient in tribulation with our own strength? In other words, and that's why we're speaking about the Holy Spirit and the helper that we have, and that we're to depend on this helper that God has given us, because we have the victory. In Isaiah 25, verse number 9, the prophet Isaiah said this. He said, "It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Amen. So we're looking, we're being patient, we're calmly happy with hope, we're patient in tribulation. And the value of this I find in Isaiah 33. Verse number 2, the prophet Isaiah said this. He said, "O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble." Amen? Amen? I'm so grateful for that he is always there, that he's always as close as the call of his name. And so the validity I have, I call it the validity in And James chapter 5, verse number 7. James 5, verse 7. James says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandmen waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain." So he's telling us, you and I, to, one, to rejoice in hope, to be patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I mean, that's it being constant, constantly praying. You know, it should be our way of life. We should have an attitude of gratitude, but we should always be praying. Amen? I don't know about you, but every day I pray for God's strength. I need help. You know, the Bible says he's our very present help in time of need. So Jesus said in Matthew 26, he said, verse 41, he said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." How many have been tempted this week? Well, let's be real. Amen. He said, but he wants to remind us that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. So it's, you know, we said Sunday that we're codependent. You know, we're dependent on him. It's his strength that's made perfect in my weakness. So as we're continuing instant in prayer, we're also praying for each other, for the saints. And the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. That we're to be praying for the body of Christ. Amen. Not just for the lost, but for the saved. I hear something talking. Hallelujah. So we have for salvation, if you look with me in James chapter 5. Paul's prayer. Prayer and confession of James, excuse me. He says in verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So he's saying to us tonight is simply this, is we're to be rejoicing in hope. He's given us the pattern for blessings. Recognize that we're his bride and we're beloved. We're to be patient in tribulation, knowing that we've got the victory. We're to value what he's done for us and walk in the validity of his word. We're to continue instant in prayer for strength, for the saints, and for salvation. And then Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and pray without ceasing. Amen. That's a pretty strong instruction there, to pray without ceasing. Now, does that mean I always have to be verbally praying? No, I'm walking in my thoughts or for others, you know. Sometimes in my prayers, there's a communion between the Holy Spirit, me, and the Lord, and it isn't always with words. And the Bible says also the Spirit will give us utterance when we know not what to pray. Amen? Sometimes I don't know how to pray for someone. And if I don't know how to pray and the Lord doesn't give me discernment, I pray in the Spirit. He said we pray in the Spirit and we pray with understanding. Amen? So as we're looking at this tonight, God says for us to be rejoicing in hope, to be patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. That means to constantly and diligently pray. So lastly, God has given unto us a pattern to follow, being patient in the midst of tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, believing all of his promises. Amen? All the promises of God are what? Yes and amen. So what we do is we take and we bring this to, it's like a one sentence scripture, but it's packed. Huh? It's packed. It's full. You know, you just look at it, it's 10 words, but it's full. Might even be 10 words. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 words. Amen? But to expound on it, God wants us to take the word and he wants us to apply it in our hearts and lives. Amen? Amen? In other words, he wants us to rejoice in the hope that we have, no matter what comes our way. When we have faith, we can have patience in the tribulation. And with patience in the tribulation comes from continuing instantly in prayer. Amen? Praying without ceasing. Can we all stand? Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for each and every one that's gathered here tonight. Father, I pray that they'll meditate upon, reflect upon what was spoken tonight, Father God. And Father God, not just to be hearers, but may we be doers of your word. May we remain calmly happy, Father God, and patient in the trials and tribulations that we face, continually instant in prayer, diligently seeking you, Father God, as your word declares, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. So, Father, I thank you for every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God, and every child. I pray that you meet each and every one of us right where we're at. You see every need that's represented here tonight, Father God. May not one leave here tonight without their needs being met in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're still yet to do. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.